This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election, is signaling that he plans to move quickly to build out his government. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We cannot repair the economy, restore our vitality, or relish life's most precious moments.
The first focus for the president-elect is the coronavirus pandemic.
Until we get it under control.
Biden has named former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy and former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner David Kessler as co-chairs of his coronavirus working group.
That plan will be built on bedrock science.
Transition officials say Biden will also launch agency review teams this week, staffers with access to key agencies in the current administration to help smooth the transfer of power. Ben Thomas, Washington.
After days of shying away from commenting on America's presidential election, world leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, tendered congratulations to Joe Biden after Pennsylvania's vote results made him the projected winner. Among the first world leaders to react to Biden's projected win was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying Canada and the United States enjoy an extraordinary relationship, one that is unique on the world stage. Our shared geography, common interests, deep personal connections, and strong economic ties make us close friends, partners, and allies. Germany's Merkel said that she was looking forward to future cooperation between the two countries, adding our transatlantic friendship is irreplaceable if we are to master the great challenges of our time. And Britain's Boris Johnson said that the U.S. is our most important ally, and I look forward to working closely together on our shared priorities. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Tbilisi Sunday to support a call by opposition parties for a rerun of parliamentary elections held October 31st. Protesters say the elections were not free and they were not fair. Georgian police fired water cannon and tear gas at the protesters, some of whom threw stones at police. Police said that the protesters tried to storm the building housing Georgia's Central Election Commission. They're demanding the resignation of the chief of the commission as well as fresh elections. According to official results, the ruling Georgian Dream Party won about 48% of the vote. The largest opposition party, the United National Movement, took 27% of the vote. After the result gave the ruling party the right to form a government, eight opposition parties, including the UNM, said they would boycott parliament. The opposition accuses the ruling party and its supporters of vote buying, making threats against voters and observers and of violations during the country's process. The Georgian Dream leaders have denied all of those accusations. Police in Belarus detained dozens of anti-government demonstrators who gathered for the 13th consecutive Sunday of protest to call for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. They are calling for a new election amid unprecedented public resistance following a disputed election in August. The human rights group released a list of 328 people that, according to the group, were detained by security forces on November 8th. The arrests were made in the capital Minsk and other cities. The group said some of the detainees were later released. The protests came after police detained dozens of medical professionals at an unauthorized protest against Lukashenko on Saturday. There have been protests almost daily against Lukashenko in Minsk and elsewhere in the country since the presidential election, which protesters allege was rigged and that Western countries have refused to accept. Just recapping some of our top stories, lots of world leaders are now congratulating Joe Biden for his projected win of the U.S. presidential race. And in Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani offered congratulations to Biden and Kamala Harris, U.S. Senator, and now the projected vice president-elect, and tweeted that Afghanistan looks forward to continuing and deepening the multi-layered strategic partnership.